The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each Thursday, we check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. She's on our guest line. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you guys all are, too.
I am. Certainly am. We, of course, watching the weather, some chances of some bad weather in our area. Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel. We checked in with him a few minutes ago, though. He says that it's kind of calmed down a bit, that it's probably not going to be quite as severe as once thought.
Well, that's really good news. I know the governor has been tracking it here in our state and putting out some warnings for people just to, so everybody is prepared, right? I mean, better to be prepared and not need it than to get caught off guard, that's for sure.
Exactly. So what? Tell me what you guys have going on in Columbia this week.
Lots of things going on in Columbia. Everybody who's watching the General Assembly sees that yesterday the second reading of open carry passed. There was a lot of debate that went on the floor in the House, but it passed second reading. So I would assume next week it will come up for the final vote and then get taken over to the Senate. So, you know, something that people have been watching and we've been hearing a lot about, making sure that here in South Carolina that we are really tightening up and buttoning up our laws so that federal laws that are just being, you know, done with a pen stroke, with no Republican comment or help or suggestion in, won't affect the people of South Carolina.
Yep. Now, Lieutenant Governor, do you think that the bill will get a vote in the Senate this this session?
Well, I know that there are a lot of senators who are following it and who are supporting it. So, you know, I can't say what President Peeler is going to bring to the floor, but we're watching it really close. And I think the people of South Carolina, we're hearing loud and clear that this is something that they're very passionate about. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us a quick update on vaccinations, if you will. I know that the state getting more doses in. Where do we stand and what's, you know, are we going to be able to, are we going to make that that goal of having it available to everyone who wants it by May, the way that President Biden says?
Well, you know, I don't know how President Biden can make things happen, right? You can only manufacture things as fast as you can manufacture them. And I believe these pharmaceutical companies are probably open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, doing all they can to get it out. But here in South Carolina, we are doing a great job, Joey. You know, the governor has kept his finger on the pulse of vaccines, you know, through this entire process. And we are continually ranking, you know, we used to be in the top four, you know, every single week. Now I think we're in the top two or three of getting those shots in people's arms, doing it efficiently. You know, Darlington Raceway, they partnered with McLeod Hospital down in Florence. They did 5,200 vaccinations in that you know, half a day clinic, right, over there. It was a well-oiled machine. The governor was there watching that process, and it really has been a amazing example to not just, you know, other facilities doing a mass site in our state, but in other states too. So as of yesterday, 1.3 million shots in the arms of South Carolinians. So I'm very proud of what the governor has done and the process he has put together on that.
Yeah. And it's very encouraging, too, to see the positivity rate declining. The hospitalization numbers are going down. So it's very encouraging. We still have to keep our guard up, but it looks like we're going in the right direction.
You're absolutely right, Joey. I think, you know, there's a lot of things in our favor going into the summer months where, you know, our neighbors here in South Carolina at the coast really need a boost in tourism, right? Last year, they were hard hit with it. Between the vaccine, our low numbers, people knowing how to keep themselves safe, I think we're doing a great job, and it's what the governor has said all along. If you tell people the information, they know what they have to do to keep themselves safe. They will do it. And, you know, proud of South Carolina, proud of the governor's leadership. We are ranked, you know, number two in the country as far as how the pandemic was handled. The vice president, you know, when he, Vice President Pence, when he was in South Carolina, talked about, you know, how he commended the governor for his handling of that and, you know, how that was positive for our businesses here in South Carolina. And, you know, we've heard from great companies like BMW and Michelin that, you know, they wouldn't want to be anywhere else. They had record years because Governor McMaster handled this pandemic so well and didn't shut down manufacturing and kept things open. And I think that's a testament, you know, in working with Commerce and having meetings yesterday, that was the one thing I touted is that states can say all day long that they're pro-business states. But now we have a record. You can see that South Carolina is a pro-business state. And Joey, that's just going to help us selling our state, moving forward, becoming the place that people from around the globe want to come and bring their companies to and bring their employees to and employ our people and our kids that are coming out of our great colleges and technical colleges here in South Carolina.
Sure. Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. We have a question for you on our Big Rock text line. And if you have a question for the Lieutenant Governor, you're welcome to send it 877-235-9405, or you can email me, joey@joeyhudson.com. Cheryl is asking if you can give us an update on the bill that will protect girls' athletics programs in the state.
Yeah, very disappointing, but it passed through subcommittee a week ago. Representative Trantham did a great job with that, and when it got to full committee, it got tabled by one of the people in the Judiciary Committee, and so that's where it sits right now. Representative Trantham is, you know, not giving up. She is very positive that she's going to keep that bill moving forward. She is very passionate about protecting girls' sports.
Yep. Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, always good to catch up with you. Be safe, and we'll check in again next week.
Thanks, Joey. Stay safe, and everybody be careful out there today just in case the weather gets a little bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. 877-235-9405. If you have a question, send it to me. I'll hold on to it till next week, or you can email me, joey@joeyhudson.com.